Where are we? Dot, dot, dot. Dash, dash, dash. Dot, dot, dot. Let me out. Get me out of here. I'm in a secret MI6 radio station, and I feel very much at the heart of the military establishment from the Second World War.
Station X. We're actually in Station X. It's not. I mean, you can probably touch the walls if you put your arms either side of you. Very nearly.
The size of my kitchen.
I'm with a number of people.
We're
station.
In a little room beneath, straight beneath a water tower, actually.
Yes, on the top of Bletchley Park.
Park Mansion.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the place.
A little bit about the place. Well, Station X was originally the designation of the 10th MI6 radio transmitter, 10th, the X, the Roman numeral for 10. But they figured only put it here for a year because of the secret code-breaking work. They didn't want to send all the radio traffic from here into the Third Reich and give the game away to the Luftwaffe.
Is that because it could be triangulated?
Yes, it was.
Right.
So it was moved in 1940 to Wadden Hall, which is only a couple of miles away from here. So it only really spent a year here from 1939 to 1940.
It's so evocative. It's so strange to imagine people sitting here communicating with, you know, field agents throughout Europe, being connected to the centre of a web of intrigue and being able to share contacts and communications with people, basically roughly what we all do now every day and take for granted. This was very, very much the same sort of sense of communication, of being linked into everything.
The power of communication being hidden away because it was so powerful, and something we have all in our pockets every day and we take for granted.
Yeah, I mean, and now it's open to us to bring down governments, to campaign, to do all sorts of things, yeah.
Obviously, I'm not hashtagging this bring down the government. That was Bill Thompson speaking as well.
Not our government especially, but you know, if you wanted to, but governments generally, shall we say.
Fantastic. And you're here with a special guest.
I'm here with my dad, Cyril. Yeah.
And you're telling me about how it may have been your tech history in the RAF.
Yeah, yeah.
With kind of the computerisation of bombs.
Mechanical computers, which dropped the bombs off evenly. So the
aircraft, planes didn't flip over.
So it didn't flip over. If
and this is
wrong,
maybe where you got your geekery from, Bill.
Yes.
It is perfectly possible. You mean it's genetic? There's nothing I can do about it.
I think so.
But I done the computers, the first computer room in one of the iron foundries for analysing the steel. And it just done on the vapour. But it took 4 minutes instead of an hour and a half.
So are you involved in computers at all now? Have you got a home computer?
Yeah. No, I have, but I don't use them.
You don't use them.
He has occasionally sent me emails, but they usually amount to, I think I'm sending you an email.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to vacate this space now so that other people can come and have a look. It is small and cosy. And it does have something quite mysterious about it, I think.
What should we get on this?
Station X.